Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
Time for our Green Hour. It's our 173rd episode today, and today we're talking with a very exciting initiative called Global Clean Tech Innovation. And we've got joining us on the line Gershwin McCure, who's the National Project Manager for this exciting initiative. Joining us, Gershwin, good morning and welcome to the Green Hour.
Good morning, Gareth, and welcome to your listeners as well.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Gershwin. This is a very exciting initiative, Global Clean Tech Innovation Program. It sounds a little bit technical. Maybe you can just give us the nuts and bolts, what it all involves.
Yeah, it's not that technical, but let me explain. Essentially, we're trying to promote clean technology innovation in South Africa and trying to support the SMEs and the startups that that come up with these great innovations, great ideas. I'm sure because it's Green Hour, people will know that clean technology refers to green technology.
Mm. Yes.
I could tell you as well that the initiative was started 2 years ago, essentially by the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, supported by the Global Environment Facility and hosted here in South Africa by the Technology Innovation Agency.
So essentially what we're seeing is an opportunity here to reward SMEs or to encourage them and support them with their innovation that they're coming up with to try and improve the, the footprint of our nation.
Yes. Look, I think that the main thing that we've realized is that the technology innovations in this clean technology space will come from the SME sector. And so we're on a drive to support those SMEs through training them on various business skills and developing their business models around a technology that looks promising, that can be taken to market, because ultimately that's where the gap lies. We need these SMEs to be supported both through funding and through business development support.
Wonderful. Gershwin, the project you say has been running for 2 years. I'm interested to know how it has been received and the kind of nominations that come through. Was there interest? Because there seems to be a perception in South Africa that there's maths and sciences on the decline, there's not a lot of innovation taking place. But perhaps this is proving the point that there's a lot of young people and SMEs who are interested in making sure that there's a legacy and a sustainable one here in South Africa.
Absolutely. Look, over the first 2 years we've run this, we've had in excess of 180 applications.
Wow.
And what we do in the program is look at those applications, we evaluate them, and select a number of these innovations and entrepreneurs to go through the program. And the program is it's a business accelerator and it's a competition combined. So it's not a passive process. People need to work on their own business models, try and build a business case around this technology that they want to take to market. And ultimately, we are there in support of that effort and trying to help get to the next level.
Yes, yes. What categories are you looking at? Who are you looking for this year?
Well, this year we have five categories. Previously, we only had four categories, but we've added one this year. So we have categories of renewable energy efficiency, water efficiency, waste beneficiation, and this year we're adding green buildings, which is quite topical in South Africa.
So any you're looking for any kind of innovation, any project, any idea that we've come up? Does it need to be in a formative state? Does it need to have already been developed to then enter into this project?
Well, we need a technology that has gone past proof of concept. In other words, there's got to be some evidence that the science behind your innovation works. And then we go up until pre-commercialization. In other words, before you've sold anything. So that's the range of technology we're talking about. And as you mentioned earlier, Gareth, the main thing here is as well that it's an innovation, a South African innovation, that there's some novelty, some newness, some differentiating factor that this technology of yours has above the rest.
Mm. Can you give us a little idea from perhaps previous years that we have an insight into the kind of projects that have come through? I know we're going to be hearing from two of the Eastern Cape winners on the Green Hour today, but can you give us an idea of the kind of innovation that we've seen come through over the last 2 years?
Yeah, there've been a few very diverse things that have come through, like there's been a waste incinerator which is built on a very novel technology, which uses vortex counterflow combustion. We've got various metering technologies that have come through, various applications, software applications. We've got diagnostic tests for water purity, for example. So across that, you know, all these categories, we've had various very interesting technologies, which basically shows that South Africans are quite innovative.
Yes, yes.
Just need to be highlighted and showcase, bring those technologies to the fore.
Mm. Well, there's not much time left, of course, to apply for this year's opportunity. So how do we apply? Where do we get more information? And when do we have until?
Well, you apply online at our website, and I'll give you the details in a while. Mm. But essentially, we've got a call for applications open right now. It runs till the 29th of April. And as I said, it's in the five categories that of innovation that I've mentioned. The website is South Africa, one word, .cleantechopen.org.
Okay, southafrica.cleantechopen.org is the website. Okay.
And yeah, and you can apply online there, you know, just follow the process. And also, we have a call center available for people who need some help going through that application process.
Yes.
So people can also contact us at 012-472-2700.
Okay, that's 012-472-2700. So that's 012-472-2700. Competition closes 29th of April. So we don't have too much time, but I think get in touch with the guys at TIA and get as much information as possible. A wonderful opportunity. I think just in closing, Gershwin, why is a competition like this so important when you look at South Africa, such a big year for us as South Africans, but in terms of the idea of energy and its role in our country and its growth and the economic development in our country as well, why would a competition like this be so important for us?
Well, on a number of fronts. I mean, we just spoke about, you know, trying to highlight and showcase our own innovations in South Africa and to showcase our scientific prowess, so to speak.
Mm.
But more fundamentally, as you rightly say, there are energy issues, challenges that we need to address within South Africa. There are also critically now water issues that we need to address in South Africa. And this kind of program, competition and business accelerator, addresses that need and helps small businesses get their products to market quicker so that the South African general public can use these products.
Wonderful.
To the benefit of the country.
I think it's a brilliant initiative and something that we need to be hearing a lot more of. So well done to you and your team for spearheading this and driving it forward. And we hope that once again, as we saw last year, we'll have more and more Eastern Cape innovators stepping forward. Gershwin McCure, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the project.
Thank you, Gareth.
Always good to have you with us. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Kingfisher FM 103.8 and 107.5.